Mix 94.7, KMCH 809, almost 810. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, a rare treat today. Before we introduce our guest of the day, Dr. Kristen Ricci, I mentioned him just before we went into our 8 o'clock hour. Our what do we call you, Zach? Our winter intern, our like utility player? What label would you like?
I suppose intern, yeah.
You are our intern. You are like the guy who keeps... When I leave at 9 in the morning, you're in charge until I come back the next day. That's what he's been doing. Introduce yourself, please, to everybody this morning.
I'm Zach Duggan. I'm a senior at West Delaware, and I got this opportunity through a West Delaware Career Exploration class.
Mm-hmm.
They let me go around and explore different businesses throughout the community and stuff, and this is one that I really like to stick with.
And here you are, and you, Zach, are about to interview for guest of the day, Dr. Kristen Ricci. Have you guys met before?
We have.
Yeah. I'm really excited to have an opportunity to have Zach interview me. It's great to see.
It's about time you finally get interviewed by somebody good.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
I'm going to sit back. Yes. So I will turn things over to you. Zach, you and Dr. Ricci, guest of the day. So you guys have at it. And I'll jump in. I'll tap in if need be.
All right. Okay. Sounds great.
So first, with the student council stuff last night, did you want to talk about the redistricting?
Yeah, absolutely. So we had our regular school board meeting last night, and one of the things that our board approved last night was redistricting of our board district, director districts they're called. So as most people would know, we have two positions on our board that are considered North District, two are South District, then one is at large. Well, every 10 years when there's a census, you're required to review those district maps to make sure that our population hasn't shifted in such a way that one district is now quite a bit larger than the other, that sort of thing. And so we have a company that did that for us and approved those redistricting maps. Essentially, they changed due to population changes. They shifted slightly where the districts break in the town of Manchester, but the outer areas stayed the same. But all of our board members are able to stay as our representatives because they still live within their district. There are some school districts where their boundaries changed enough that some of their board members no longer live in the right area. That's not the case for our district. Everyone is still in the same spot, so I'm very happy to say that we'll still have our same board members moving forward.
Even Jamie Vasky.
Even Jamie Vasky.
See, Zach, this is why I sit back, because I'll say that. I want to add one thing about that, though. Now, it just changes the boundaries when it comes to representation, not like somebody who's like living on a fringe area, now they have to go to EDCO or something like
No, absolutely not. The school district boundaries don't change. That's a great question. It's simply the boundaries of where our directors live in order to be eligible to be on the board. And that's just so that some districts don't have director districts that are stipulated. Some of them are all at large, so as long as you live in the district, you can represent. In our district, we, for a long time, historically, have chosen to have two directors from the north, two from the south, and one at large. And the reason for that, I think, is because we have such a wide geographic area, we want to make sure that we have representation from the entire district.
All right, and then another subject here was the middle school STEM courses.
Yeah, so we always do a session, or almost always, at our board meeting called Learning and Leadership. And that's a way to really help our board understand some of the day-to-day work of what's happening in the district. Oftentimes, boards focus mostly on policy and budget, which is a really important part of what they do. But we have a very active board who wants to know what's happening in the district and how they can support that. So we have a learning and leadership agenda item. So last night, our item on learning and leadership was an explanation of middle school STEM courses. That was really exciting. If you didn't get to watch the board meeting on our live stream, I really encourage you to go back and look at the video, because some of the things they talked about what are happening at our middle school extension classes, so this is in addition to the core curriculum, and these are things that students get an opportunity to choose. So some of the STEM courses were things like aeroponics, which is hydroponics, and students learn all sorts of things about agriculture and sustainable agriculture, and they actually grow some hydroponics. They get to decide what to grow and make sure they're maintaining it. They also learn quite a bit about fish and fish species and fish reproduction and raising fish. So they learn a lot and are very excited about that. Another thing that we got to see was the use of drones. So we have an extension class at the middle school that actually has drones. And the students demonstrated to us, and Jamie Vasky actually gave it a try, to fly these drones and to land them on a specific spot. And they showed us some pictures they were able to take from the drones from the aerial view of our district. So that was really fun to see how students get to use those drones and how well they know how to use those to fly them, to manipulate them and so on. And then the other thing we learned last night was about some robotic programming. So we have students who are able to program robots and get them to do various things, but really it's all about learning how to code and to program. And we had a couple of those things we were able to do because the STEM Council in Northeast Iowa has what they call scale-up grants, where if you apply for the grant, they'll give you the money to fund some of these things. So really cool STEM things happening at the middle school.
And one thing I want to mention, too, and kudos, Zach had no clue he was going to come in here and interview you today, but I want to talk about him in this program, that kind of an outreach, getting kids who are getting ready to graduate, thinking about careers and already getting immersed in them while still being in school at the same time. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. And I meant that I'm really excited when I said that. I'm really excited to be interviewed by Zach because it's so exciting to watch our students move from transition from being a student to being an adult and an employee and a worker, and to interact in that adult way is really exciting for me. We've had several students that we have hired back as teachers now, and other things like this. It's very exciting to me to see the fruits of our labor and the outcomes for students. So congratulations to you, Zach. But this program through NICC allows our students to do a whole variety of job shadows, internships, all sorts of things where they can learn about the work world. That is a high priority of West Delaware, a school to work connection and real life learning. So this is just one component of that. But students have the opportunity to do all sorts of things. We have students in the medical field, students in media field, just everything you can imagine. We want them to experience work. At West Delaware in the next couple of years, we actually are changing our graduation requirements so that our students will need to have a portfolio where they can demonstrate their work experiences. Sometimes those come from classroom speakers. Sometimes they come from job shadows and internships. But we want that to be a focus for students to really connect what they're learning to their future plans. So I'm pretty excited to be sitting here with Zach right now.
Any more questions to you, sir? That's how I do this. I'm out of stuff, too. How about you, Dr. Ricky? Anything else you want to touch on before we kind of part ways here?
I'll just kind of touch on some things that generally happen this time of year. One is we're getting ready to approve school calendar. There will be a public hearing at our March board meeting where people have an opportunity for comments specifically on the calendar. We will get that posted on our website for community input soon. I want to remind people, we don't have a lot of flexibility with our calendar because of the construction. Mm-hmm. We need to try to compress our school year as much as we can, and while still serving the needs of students, of course, but to have more professional development for teachers at the beginning of the year rather than spread throughout the year. And that's so that we have some flexibility for construction to continue if we need to. People last year said to me, can we move it even one day? No. Every single day made a difference this summer. And as people know, we're still working on that construction. It's coming along beautifully, and we're very pleased with what we have. We will have an open house when we're finished. But this summer, we'll be working on Lambert. And again, we need as much time as we possibly can so that we have everything ready for our students. So we will talk about calendar and ask the board to approve that at the February meeting if people want to know more about that. But watch for that on our website in the next couple weeks so people could provide comment. The other thing I'll just comment on is that our Friends of Music is very actively working on their fundraising campaign to get our students who would like to go on the New York City music trip. That takes a lot of funds, and those can't be district funds. They come from fundraising. So please watch for the fundraising events and support those as much as you can. And if you simply want to make a donation, contact us. We'll let you know how to do that. So that's what's happening.
Always good to see you.
You too. Thanks for the
interview. Done such a good job. He's going to host the show Thursday and Friday.
Absolutely.
This is his pre-course right here. So
absolutely.
Always good to see you, Dr.
Good
Ricky.
To see you too. Thank you both.
You don't get to leave, Zach. You got a whole hour yet. Yep. So stick around. We're going to take a break. Tim Vick will join us. We hope you'll stick around as well here on KMCH.
At Stanley Black & Decker, we don't trust just anyone to build the